right now, in a time when we are all turning towards the arts, TV, whatever sort of arts, reading, any sort of art to help you through, to make you happy, to give you spirit through the pandemic, there's a lot of artists who have been hit very hard. And then imagine what it's like once you get into your golden years. What do you do? So the very people that we turn to help us through tough times, where do they turn when they're going through tough times? Well, there's a place. It's a vital resource, and it's a lifeline for artists and art workers in all disciplines who, due to age, low income, and in some cases disability, just struggle to maintain a decent style of life in their senior years. And this place can help provide affordable housing and a support system to those people in need. So joining us now from PAL Ottawa, we have its board chair, Peter Haworth. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you, Dahlia, for those beautiful words about the artists.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
It certainly is. And not only do they, you know, give our life some meaning in this time when people are sitting around, not everybody, some people are crazy busy, but, we're all implicated by art, and when we look at something beautiful, that's us. We all created that, not just the artists. So it's very, very key to who we are.
You know, I was reading about Canadian voice artist Billy Mae Richards, the voice of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
yes.
Very popular in Care Bear movies and TV series, and a voice that comforted people for so many years. And then Billy Mae had to rely upon PAL, where she got to live her senior years. Otherwise, this person who comforted so many, where would she have found comfort in her life?
Right, right. And you know, people, when we think of artists, we often think of the ones who are famous, and many of them can be doing well. And yet the vast majority of work that we encounter is by people whose income by the time they reach 55, which is at the height of their powers, is in this country about $17,000 a year. And when you see that an apartment in Toronto, in Ottawa, is about $1,000 for a bed, one bedroom, you go.
If you're
okay,
lucky,
well, so,
you've got to be very lucky if you're finding
you
that.
You've got to be lucky.
Yes.
You do. Where are you supposed to live with that money? So PALs have been created in Toronto, and Vancouver, and Stratford, and we are working to get the same kind of residence here in Ottawa to provide for a number of artists who can carry on their life. Because, you know, it'd be so weird if you think of an executive reaching 55 and then having to turn to everybody in the office or whatever workplace there is and saying, well, everybody, I have to quit. I can't afford to go on now because my income has dropped because I've become this age. And it would be bizarre that we would think that we would lose the talents of people at the height of their capability. So the PAL is there to really make sure that people, as many as we can keep working and keep providing what the world needs.
Peter Haworth is with us right now from PAL Ottawa, and we're trying to create this vital resource here to help artists and arts workers from all disciplines get affordable housing and have a support system. And you know of people, you know of artists personally that have been able to, I guess, get a real life because of this.
Yeah, I had a friend, I worked with him in a few shows. He was originally from England, and this is when I lived in Toronto. He had a nice long year-by-year contract at the Shaw Festival, a family. And then suddenly things broke apart, health reasons, family reasons, and everything, you know, a secure life, suddenly he was alone. He got into PAL Toronto, and then sadly, after 34 years, he decided to have his first drink. And I watched as these strangers on his floor, all these artists banded together to help my friend as much as they could through this time. I was meeting all kinds of people who were talking to me and telling me what they were doing for him, and it was extraordinary. when I got to Ottawa and found out that many of my colleagues, people I knew from theater all these years, were working for a pal here, I said, I'm in. Let me do something for that.
So PAL Ottawa, what do we need to know about this and how can anyone help?
Well, you can go and check us out at palottawa.org. And we are working towards a residence for those artists who are listening out there, or as we say, arts workers, because it includes people who have been working in the arts, technical side, administrative side. If you go to the website, you can get on the waiting list, which is very important for everybody out there. Your life might be fine right now, but it's a good insurance policy to put your name there. Right now, we had to close it down because of COVID, but we have a service for artists called Supporting Cast, which provides daily simple help, getting people to medical appointments, getting groceries for them. And so there's that. We know there are lots of artists out there who are struggling who could use this.
And again, this is exactly where we're turning to now in the time of the pandemic. So palottawa.org if it's something you might need to use or something that you'd like to help with.
That's right. And then if you feel that this is really important, and you go to that website, you can donate, you can become a member. We are really coming close to something. It's an exciting time, and we hope that people will see in the city the incredible value of doing this. As the rents go up, we're finding out that in Toronto, there's something like 70-80% of artists are saying, I have to get out of the city. I can't live here. And you can imagine what a desert it would be if artists started leaving big cities because of this.
The first place that we turn in times of crisis are to artists. The people who put on the fundraisers in times of crisis are the artists, and the artists are typically the first ones to lose their homes. Peter Hallward, thank you so much for doing this and taking your time to join us today.
Thank you, Dahlia. You're a wonderful spokesman for us.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate the arts. Thank you very much. Stay
okay.
Safe, sir. PALottawa.org. I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. Now, we were speaking with Dr. Beanlands earlier, and we weren't able to get to all of those heart attack symptoms that you need to know, because right now there's been a dramatic drop in people who are seeking health care when they're going through some sort of cardiac problem. And we'll talk about that next. No, we won't. I'm going to tell you immediately, because if you're going to have a heart problem, I want you to know right now, if you're experiencing a symptom right now, because people are waiting sometimes days or not calling at all. Our hospitals are prepared to take care of you. If you have any symptoms, you need to seek help right away, because you could cause irreversible lifelong damage. You could be shortening your life. So please look for chest pain, difficulty breathing, discomfort in your chest, your arms, your back, your neck, your shoulder, or your jaw. Heart attacks don't stop during a pandemic. You call 911 immediately, even if you think you have a heart attack, even if you're not sure. Don't delay your care, because this could change your life. It could extend your life. And someone who had a battle with her life last weekend, and you know her, she's a guest on The Goods. She's going to be sharing that very personal and raw story coming up after 9:30. And after the news, we're going to get into that whole United Nations tweet about creating a more equal world with words. How about creating a more equal world by not putting misogynistic, women-beating nations on your committee, on the commission, on the status of women? It's just a thought. I'm just throwing it out there, spitballing here. 613-521-8255. What do you think about the UN trying to create a more equal world with words? My father has a word for them. I'm going to get to that. I could say it on air. Don't worry, Callum. I'm going to get to that after the news. 613-521-8255. You need help, or you have any comments about the UN? I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods on 580 CFRA. It's all right.